not sanctified. And sentence make it sweeter, platform make it magnified. Balancing tradition with rhythm, let's get this clarified. I've been through the stage of emotions and you look terrified. My problems never been in the physical but of the mind. Never been religious, just spiritually I'm inclined. Never been a good aim, just put them all in the line. My chickens cross the road, the law considers it crime. I got a feeling, my spidey senses tingle my spine. I feel your energy, my enemies reptilian slime. So I roll up, King Solomon in the mind. I smoke the wisdom and learn to keep the feelings divine. I got a feeling, he might be employed by the boys. I got a feeling, she a decoy sent to destroy. I got a feeling, you might learn, you listen to your mother feelings. Keep your third eye clean and don't be out here catching feelings. I catch the blessings as the money falls in my lap. I came from dealing, proud to say I pay bills when I rap. Ain't a much better feeling than that. Maybe head or the ROIs, we in the black. You wouldn't know the feeling. I'm talking Zuma with Cali, Maybachs with open ceilings. Getting touched by Rihanna, Tiffany Haddish chilling. You be consumed by the feeling. At Pergola with the ball, I'm staying true to the spirit. I know you feel it. Easy to dissect the truth when you hear it. Can't deny it, plus I got a feeling. We the fucking realest. No matter how you slice it, it's the same old feeling. I've been here before. I got a feeling. He might be employed by the boys. I got a feeling she a decoy sent to destroy. I got a feeling you might learn, you listen to your fucking feelings. Keep your third eye clean and don't be out here catching feelings. You looking like you feeling the way. Better control it for you no longer feeling your legs. Put ramps on steps, kill them alive and let these blood suckers feel it. They plot and just give them time to reveal it. You'll feel it.
I just can't reveal it.
I know they feel it.
I've got a feeling.
A feeling. Might be employed by the boys. I got a feeling she a decoy sent to destroy. I got a feeling you might learn. You listen to your feelings.
I've got a feeling.
Right.
I just can't reveal it. Hello.
Hey, this isn't garbage. This is something that you don't get to see in the infantry, my man. Have you been busted for this yet? Never.
The Ghost of Al Bizu, released last year. UFO Fev out of East Harlem. And the, well, more or less anonymous producer, Big Ghost Limited, or producers. Tied up somewhere with the Wu-Tang Big Ghost Limited. Still unknown or unconfirmed as to his or their her identities. UFO Fav and the Ghost of Al Bizu with I Got a Feeling. Before that, yes, I know, he did get a Grammy for the album Please Don't Be Dead back in 2018. But we heard Fantastic Negrito, the song Transgendered Biscuits, which he described as, well, I was looking at America from across the world and thought, America, please don't be dead. Please don't be dead. Liberty and justice. From Fantastic Negrito, who, well, always has some soulful elements, no matter what attitude or approach he takes with the blues. And Damon Lox to start the set in that last hour. Damon Lox and Black Monument Ensemble. The song Now, title track to the recently released album just a few weeks ago. Now, Forever Momentary Space, featuring Angel Bat Dawid. As you can see, much of that music has that, well, ancient to future experience that we can tie to Afrofuturism, and therefore leads naturally into our second hour. And mostly an interview I did about a week and a half ago, obviously, joining up with musician Michael Wimberly through Zoom back in the States, somewhere in Vermont, and former Montrealer producer Mike Murin. So we get a chance to explore with them their winter release called Afrofuturism. Before we head there, though, this is an album, I think, released at the end of 2019. Out of Montreal, this is Milligram with the album Minimum and End the Violence on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on Funky Revolutions.
When we first met, you were so sweet and kind to me. Before God and man, you vowed to love and can't protect me. Then angry words cause violent reactions. And breaking my spirit, you seem to find satisfaction. Then one day I came to this conclusion. The life you created for me was an illusion. You only wanted to make me a slave and make me believe.
I hear frequencies that keep messing with my brain. Soundtrack plays in the background, always sounds the same. You see, the purpose of music is made to lift us to a higher plane. We must create. Don't follow the way that has come, you'll already be too late. What you got within your spirit is yearning to escape. Nothing in this world can substitute what God has made. We must create. We must create. Be the ruler of your own domain. Be the planner of your own ascent. It will relent. Be the ruler of your own domain. Be the planner of your own ascent. It will relent. Be the ruler of your own domain. We're speaking the loudest are sometimes the most ignorant. We must be the voice that it says so in future we don't lament. Be the ruler of your own domain. Be the planner of your own ascent. They will relent. When the covers are pulled down, no one has nothing left to hide.
Everybody will know the truth and the broken will come to light. Right. Take your land from under right. the bush. We got to see a light. This is your time. This is your time.
Give me my radio. Give me my radio.
Radio featuring Gary Pinto, taken from the winter release and the focus of our next conversation with Michael Wimberly, percussionist, drummer, educator, band leader, and Canadian producer Michael Murren. Radio from the album Afrofuturism, released this winter, 2021, on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is the Mothership Connection. And we got about a week and a half ago to hook up through, of course, the interwebs to speak, well, to the musician based in Vermont and with, well, former Montrealer producer Mike Murren out west. We got the chance to really long discussion, part of which we'll air today. We're talking about, well, Afrofuturism, the album, and, well, the idea, movement, voyage. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this is our interview with Michael Wimberly.
Thank you for welcoming me and Mike, Canada Mike, my producer. You know, we shared this journey together. I just, you know, I do consider myself an Afrofuturist, African futurist, African diasporic futurist, you know, every element of being in that continuum, you know, because... Really, you know, I saw the Sun Ra group back in the 70s, back in 1976. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and they were visiting Cleveland State University at the time. And I was familiar with them, but I had never experienced them live. And so they came to the campus in like a small room. So here it is. I'm in this room with just a few people. It's got Sun Ra, John Gilmore, Marshall Allen, June Tyson, you know, all the key core people of the orchestra, not the full-on orchestra. I guess they were performing in town. But nonetheless, you know, that was the fire. I had already been exposed to Cecil Taylor and people of that improvising, you know, pure improvisation. But it was still new to me. It was difficult to follow some of that. And if anything, I was more of a, you know, inspired by the progressive rock scene, Mahavishnu Orchestra, Frank Zappa, King Crimson, Sly Stone, you know, just the basics, but and Funkadelics. But they were all a part of that that thing that was, it wasn't called Afrofuturism, you know, it's just a movement, man, culturally. And so for me, as a percussionist, as somebody who focuses on rhythms and learning the djembe out of West Africa or the music out of Mozambique, I have a background in that area, and then being a quote-unquote Western educated musician out of conservatory, I've been able to just put everything in conversation with each other, you know, musically. And so when Mike and I were just brewing this project from the infancy of it, you know, it just made sense to pull these disparate inspirations together. And so when I say ancient to the future, you know, yes, that's a quote from the AACM, you know, that album and that mindset of ancient to the future. But you know, I've learned a lot of rhythms from the old rhythms. And I'm trying to just put those rhythms into a modern or contemporary context. So hence, yes, Afrofuturist, but not in what some people may perceive as, like, for example, I'll use Missy Elliott or someone like Timberland or Janelle Monáe or the current, you know, Beyoncé or, you know, people like that, Erykah Badu, that's more contemporary mainstream. They've got, you know, pretty a lot of support behind them, but they are very conscious about thematically what they're talking about. And basically, what's the definition behind Afrofuturism? Trying to see Black, consciousness, Black people into the, or people of color, I'll say that, not necessarily Black, but people of color in the future, in science, in the space, in technology, through the arts. That's basically it.
Well, maybe I can interject a little bit, Khalid, from my perspective of, you know, knowing Mike for the past 20 years, I've always seen Mike as kind of on the cutting edge of a lot of different musical movements, right? From free jazz to improv to, you know, dance company stuff. And we were chatting a lot about Afrofuturism, and I was like, Mike, you're an Afrofuturist. You know, you've been at the front of a lot of this, like a lot of cultural stuff and musical styles for the past 40 years. And so that started to resonate more and more. And then the idea of, you know, ancient to the future, really, and taking all these ancient rhythms and then putting them in these modern contexts using, you know, the technologies of today.
How did you guys meet? How did it come to be? How did you guys get together?
Well, we met originally at the COSA Percussion Festival in Vermont. And Mike was one of the featured drummers at the COSA Percussion Festival. And, you know, he brought the fire to the stage. And we just pretty much hit it off. And I would say from there, we kept in touch over the years. And he liked a lot of the stuff I was doing for my label. And we just had a lot of common interests in, you know, new musical styles, old musical things. We just kept on talking about all these things over the years. And then we started talking about doing a trip to Cuba. Both of us had always wanted to go down to Cuba. And Mike had a window under, then President Obama, and basically opening it up so he could go down there without repercussions to Cuba. And then we just, you know, started talking. Mike started playing me. He has all this music on his phone. And I kept on saying, what is this? Because we'd come back from seeing these unbelievable shows in Havana, where we were there for about a month. And then I'd say, what is this? You know, we'd be sitting around drinking a rum, and he'd be like, oh, this is something I did, you know, back in the 90s or, you know, early 2000s, and he kept on playing me all this stuff, and I said, is any of this stuff out? And, you know, he was like, no, no, none of it's out. Nobody's ever heard any of this stuff. So I kept on saying, we got to, you know, we got to get this stuff out.
The State University, Castleton State University, where a mutual friend named Aldo Mazza out of Montreal organizes this annual festival that has gone into China, has gone into Canada, has gone into Cuba, and here in the States. So, but I want to add to that, that particular time, Mike, if you remember, I brought up three people, three artists from Mozambique, from the National Song and Dance Company in Mozambique, who happened to be visiting the States, and they were all living with me in my little tiny New York apartment, right? And then we brought in another buddy, another drummer named Bashir Shakur, African American guy, and just, I mean, you know, so I had a powerful little unit that was that was creating the fire, and they were a lot younger than me, so therefore I gave the illusion that I was bringing the fire.
Oh, come on, you were bringing the fire. What are you talking about?
Because I had that young energy with me, you know. But nonetheless, that was how we had launched. That's how Mike and I connected. And that the label, you know, the album, the Shea New album, which was all mostly dance tracks, club tracks, were awesome. You know, I used to play that all the time, you know. Just love that recording. And subsequent, another one that came out, some other songs or tracks you sent me. But so we just stayed in touch, and Mike's come down to my place, and just, you know, I've come up to Montreal when you were there, and just it's just been a growing, budding relationship of mutual camaraderie until we went to Cuba.
It's the power of futurism. It's the futurism is the power of love. Futurism.
Sony Parapopolo and CKUT present the Rêve Sonore album launch on April 22nd, 2021, live streamed from La Sala Rosa at 8 p.m. The concert features synthesizers by Nick Schofield, piano by Stefan Christoph, and violin by Ari Swan. Their performances have been described as beautiful and sophisticated cinematic ambient scores. The ensemble's new album, Crepuscule, is out by Youngbloods, available on Bandcamp. Tune in April 22nd for an enchanting evening of instrumental music via suoniparapopolo.org. This is CKUT co-presentation.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funky revolutions, funky.
You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Oui, c'est dans le clin.
On CKUT 90.3 FM, this is our interview with Michael Wimberly.
To a certain degree, isn't there Afrofuturism in everything we might consider black music? Especially black music traditions in the Americas. Do you see what I'm wondering? Is like if there is not an essence of that in basically everything we would listen to, or what everything I listen to, anyways, and whatever I play in terms of funk, my show Funky Revolutions.
Well, I mean, the way you frame it, you know, makes sense to me, and I see that connection. But I'm also looking at. The folkloric traditions that happen everywhere, right, on the entire planet, and how those traditions are usually, we learn them when we're very young, or we continue them through whatever, just through ceremonies, things of that nature, and then the creatives take that folklore tradition, and they take it through their creative funnel, and you know. And play around with it. They improvise with it and create a new thing. So it's a cycle that it's there. But we just didn't have the word, you know. And it may, the word Afrofuturism probably will evolve, as it is already doing, into some other form. And they'll shed that, and it will hopefully be more. You know, it will be inclusive. It will be diverse. It will be empowered to respect the traditional cultures of where the roots are coming from. But also, just like a good combination of herbs or something to make food taste great, you know, we'll be able to really enjoy all of those traditions, all those flavors. I'm going to switch a little bit because I've got the sunshine coming through, and I'm just going to go and pull the shade down.
Yeah, man.
How is a percussionist, why are you drawn to those traditions?
Well, I mean, I would say the first drum set was the first instrument for me. And then second was the marimba, right? In that order. And then, really, the next instrument was the djembe. And so that being a West African instrument, you know, I started to learn that from somebody who had the language for that, who had the hands, technique, knew the rhythms, knew the history. That set me on my path. So and then I expanded into other areas. You know, I moved to New York. That immediately put you around people who were playing Haitian music. Dominican music, Puerto Rican music, you know, music of India. I had got exposed to the music of India long before the African music. So although I don't play tabla or mardangam, you know, the northern or southern music, I love it. I work with musicians from those regions, but that's another commitment to me, a lifetime commitment, you know. But anyway, the point being that being a hand percussionist, it allowed me to branch out into congas, timbales, other African drums, Brazilian drums. You know what I mean? It was just a natural evolution of expanding into those traditions. But I do love the traditional rhythms. I just feel connected to that right away. And then out of respect, I feel I need to at least know what that history and the rhythms are. Then I can, you know, improvise and take them out into the avant-garde or the, you know, the improvisational world. People will realize, oh, you're actually saying some things that actually we understand, you know, either through the heart or through the mind or just through the ear.
There's a lot of play in Afrofuturism in the album itself. There's, you know, the song Afrofuturism itself is really the evocation of dance, all right, of another way of talking about the funk. So where does that play come into it all for you?
Well, Mike came up with kind of the essence of that. We're building that track off of another track.
Okay.
And so just to say that's part of the fundamental process. But I teach a class here I'm in Bennington College in the U.S., on Sun Ra. As a matter of fact, I just finished that class before we connect to this. So, and today's topic happened to be about Afrofuturism. But normally, you know, it's just about Sun Ra and his life and the orchestra and the politics and his journey. So part of the lyrical content is I'm actually using, you know, some of the poetry that Sun Ra had created. You're on the spaceship Earth. You're outward bound, destination unknown, and you haven't met the captain of the spaceship yet. So just that idea of we're on planet Earth as a spaceship moving, you know, is pretty, the image of that is interesting. We are on a spaceship and we haven't met the captain, whoever that might be. But at the same time, the universal groove of it makes you move. So I've had my chance, you know, I've had opportunities to rap or play with poetry, or I've worked with actors, or, you know, I'm around a lot of kids, so I have to kind of know a little bit of the rhyming game, and that just goes with the music. You know, I do sing, but I'm not featured a singer on the album. So it made sense to bring in at least two of the key singers, plus myself, to just, you know, bring energy to it. Plus the Funkadelics are really at part of the you know, the energy that's behind the track. I did a couple of concerts with Funkadelics back in the 90s. So that was very cool, just to, you know, be able to feel that energy, know a couple of the band members. And so that, and be influenced by George Clinton and the whole Funkadelic scene. So that was easy for me to pull from that source, to pull from the Sun Ra philosophy, and then just I love dance music, you know what I mean? So it wasn't hard. But again, part of the African rhythms, those ancient rhythms, they're danceable, they're community, they're uplifting, they're empowering. So yeah, there's a whole history on the word funk. I won't go into it now. It varies in different spellings. There might be a French spelling, funk, or funk in German, being more of a radio connection, funkentelechy.
Yeah.
But the word funk in more of the West African tradition is one of fragrance. I mean, we know it's fragrant. Normally, it's a stench. We've assumed that it has evolved into that. You're funky, you're smelly, but there's a tradition in Africa where that natural musk smell, because they don't use deodorant, that's wisdom. That's a fragrance that can enlighten this natural human smell. And so that word ended up, you know, obviously here in America where I'm at, and in the music, you know, the music of James Brown. That's pretty much where it's coming from. The music of Sly Stone, the music of the Funkadelics, the music of, you know, whoever was doing funky beats, you know. That whole dance crave, that groove. I don't know. I don't recall at this minute who actually said. I mean, James Brown said funk, you know, in his lyrical content. Of course, George Clinton picked that up and turned it into, you know, I'm trying to think of something, a line that he said, you know, get the funkiness out your butt, whatever. Something funky. So the idea of funk being this groove, the idea of funk being this bonding element that brings people together and empowerment. It's an empowered word at this point. So funk, funkiness, get the funk out of my face, get all these ways to play with the term funk, then that's just, you know, just off the top of my head.
Time.
stopped to appreciate the playfulness and the seriousness of the playfulness that was embraced by cats like George Clinton, by Funkadelic, by Sun Ra, and how that can be quite infectious.
I'll add to that, yeah. Because you mentioned the Black Arts Movement, and the Black Arts Movement and the Black Power Movement were running simultaneously. The Black Arts Movement more came from Amiri Baraka, specifically 1960, early 60s, but he came in 1964. You know, you had, I'd say, the Bill Dixon and Cecil Taylor with the Black, the October Revolution movement that was in New York City that attracted and curated a group of more improvisers, breaking away from the traditional jazz forms of post-bop, bebop. They were trying to get a cool jazz. They wanted to break away from that. But what was feeding all of that really was the Black Power Movement, the Civil Rights Movement, and that sprung and inspired those other movements because it was all about identity in America anyway. You know, I mean, it was like, you know, equity, you know, trying to get a piece of the pie, basically, trying to shed the identity of colored or Negro and those forms of blackness, or at least identifying Black people. But the music was at the forefront of it in ways that they didn't have a label for it yet, you know. But everything from boogaloo, you know, remember that word, boogaloo, you know, boogaloo jazz, I mean, alluding to dance. A lot of words and terms and dance styles. I guess the terminology of all these dance movements, we have to go back and look at those terms and the evolution of those terms and how people were embodying those terms, right? Because if you look at everything from Chubby Checker and the twist, you know, or to James Brown and, you know, the electric boogaloo, things, you know, that kind of body movement. And then that started to free up, even though there's still lots of different types of dance styles, lots of them. They eventually, P-Funk would free all that crap up, you know, because the funk was, it was all about the one, the energy moving towards the one. And that was figuratively, you know, realistically, musically, the beat one, but figuratively, we as a people, as an entity, moving towards oneness, right? And so that was the bigger picture, the macro of that idea of funk and the movement behind it. There was an energy behind that, and it's still moving.
Saiu foro momo libenadia mola. from his life 27 years. He fought against apartheid. No, he never stopped. He never tired. With the weight of the world that couldn't put out his fire. He was as great as King and Gandhi.
Our featured interview today on Funky Revolutions with Michael Wimberly, accompanied by a former Montrealer and producer Mike Murren. The album Afrofuturism, released, progressively this winter. Got a chance to speak to them about a week and a half ago over Zoom in disparate parts of, North America.
starting from the top of the music that we heard from the album, we started the this feature with Radio from the album Afrofuturism featuring Gary Pinto. We then did the title track, the extended mix of Afrofuturism, and then Revolution featuring the voice of Sharif Hobley, and then Madiba featuring Teresa Thomason. An album that's quite diverse, and we didn't get to all of the percussive traditions that Michael Wimberly spoke about in his interview that have interested him as a rhythm maker, a percussionist, and as a drummer. My name was Khalid, and as we remind you usually, free your mind, our collective ass will follow. Been a pleasure to be with you again this week. Next week's program, we continue our tribute, part two, to U-Roy, the greatest of toasters. And our estimation, anyways, as we celebrate his passing, his life's work, over 30 albums. And if you're interested, you can go back, of course, to listen to previous editions of Funky Revolutions and other shows on CKUT by checking out our site and our archive programming at www.ckut.ca. We'll end with one last track from the album. This is a collaboration with Joss Stone. This is Dance With You on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
My name is Debi, storyteller, dub poet, partly raised in Montreal, Montreal, Mont Real, launching my new CD 333. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Faith Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest, DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM,
People's Station.